Okay, we will move on to the next petition, 192. Director Cushman, are you going to take this one as well?
Yes, Madam Chair. And again, before we get into our conversation, if Mr. Hoff is present or virtually would like to visit with the commission and present any other information or justification for the petition, that would be the appropriate time right now. So I'll turn back over to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Hoff, I don't know if he's... Yes, there he is. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. And I'm Rick Hoff. I'm Sioux Falls. I thank the chairman and the chairperson in the committee for hearing my petition. I'm here as a concerned bull hunter and a member of South Dakota Bull Hunters Incorporated, and I would like to see the removal of the crossbow as a means of taking paddle fish, with the exception of a person with a disability. As you've heard the other testimonies, I won't get into the safety issue. I think we heard enough about that from some other people. My concern is that there's such a huge difference between the bow and the crossbow. I'm sure you're well aware. I mean, a bow has limbs, it's got cams, it's got string, it shoots arrows. It's got a set of pins they use for a distance. It must be drawn and held by the hunter, or in this case, the fisherman. There's a limited amount of time that you can hold a bow at full draw. And if that time's up, you either have to let down or you have to release and shoot the arrow. A crossbow, on the other hand, it's got a set of limbs and cams, it's got a string. It shoots a projectile similar to an arrow. But that stuff is mounted on a rifle stock. It has a trigger. It has a high-powered scope now mounted on them. And as you heard testimony, they're shooting well out to 100 yards or more with those things. It is shouldered like a firearm. It is shot like a firearm. It is aimed like a firearm. It's cocked and ready to go with full draw. And it's unlimited amount of time that you could hold it at that. I mean, there is no time. It can be cocked, drawn, and held for most of the day or morning. I'm sure there's a safety on it, of course. But in my opinion, they're more akin to a firearm than they are to a bow. They should not be legal during any kind of archery only type hunting. That's my opinion. As stated in the petition, that I am not opposed to the use of the crossbow for those with a disability. I also understand in the statute it reads that someone can get a assistance permit to help someone with a disability, probably in the use of the crossbow, since that's what we're talking about. And I think that's a reasonable thing too, that the person, depending on the type of disability, would probably need some assistance in using the crossbow. And I'm not opposed to them assisting, maybe holding the crossbow, aiming the crossbow or something like that. But it gets to be, I think we have to be careful that the person who has the permit for assistance permit doesn't become the hunter, and that the person with the disability becomes a spectator. I think the wording to that has to be fairly clear, that they're there to assist, because we don't even require them to have a fishing license if they just have the assistance permit. The other thing is that we seem to be spending a lot of time with Nebraska. Now, if Nebraska has a non-resident paddlefish tag, well, they can hunt and they can use with the crossbow, and crossbows are legal in Nebraska. But I don't think the regulation, and my feeling on it was more to get in line with some of Nebraska's regulations than our own. And I think that we don't need to be concerned so much about what Nebraska is doing than what we're going to be doing here in South Dakota. With that, I guess you've heard a lot of testimony on the crossbow, but against it, and those of us in the Archery Association, how proud we are to be archers. I have not hunted with a crossbow. I'm 68, going to be 69. I know Minnesota has passed laws, you're 65, you can buy one. I was kind of offended by that. I didn't think I really needed one at that point. However, maybe at some point when a certain age limit, I don't know what that is. Maybe when I'm 75 and I can't pull my bow back, I want to shoot a crossbow. I don't know. But at this point, with the petition is strictly for crossbows or use of paddlefish, I would like you to remove that from the statute. Thank you.
Director Kirschenman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Hoff. So quickly, I want to go back and just a little bit of refresher. So this, the concept of having the availability of crossbows for the take of paddlefish, it was a change that we had brought forward to use the commission and that you approved and implemented last year. We initially had brought it forward at the July commission meeting and finalized at the very beginning of September for the implementation of the 2023 paddlefish fishing seasons. And that's what, so this year is year number one with the availability of crossbows in there. There were a couple of reasons that we did look at and brought forward that recommendation. And one of them is specifically what Mr. Hoff just mentioned. When it comes to paddlefish, our agency, what I would offer to you as a collaborator and partner with the state of Nebraska in managing paddlefish. When we look at the number of licenses that are going to be available for paddlefish fishing opportunities, we basically split that amongst the two states, and we really try to align the opportunities on both sides as well. We look at what type of regulations, opportunities, requirements, whether we're talking paddlefish or other recreational opportunities with our neighboring states, and we really try to align, number one, for less confusion for our outdoor men and women that enjoy these opportunities. So we certainly did have that conversation, and the allowance of the crossbow did and does align with the state of Nebraska. We also looked at it from an opportunity standpoint and getting people in the outdoors and recreating. Now, safety has come up frequently in this conversation, and it came up last year a little bit as well when we had talked about this, certainly from several pieces of testimony today. Certainly understand that. And I would offer to you, last summer when we had these conversations, there were some discussions about safety. Now, for example, paddlefish opportunities below Gavin's Point, right there in the tail races, you cannot use the crossbow. You're allowed to use it once you get down to Highway 81 Bridge and then south of there. One of, if not the most primary reason why that regulation is in place revolved around conversations that our agency had with the state of Nebraska and the Corps of Engineers about safety and just the volume of people, boats, people on shore, whatever it might be. So one of the remedies to address some of that safety was the allowance for crossbows in that particular area is not allowed until we hit Highway 81 Bridge. So please understand that from a safety perspective, we don't want anything being out there that is unsafe either, right? But there's also a level of responsibility for the individuals that are out there participating, and it be on them to be safe, and considerations of another adjacent boat, somebody on the shore, whatever it might be. We cannot regulate and control every single aspect of safety that comes incumbent upon all of us when we are out there recreating. But we certainly take those things into consideration. There's no doubt that this conversation revolves around its equipment, right? We've had all kinds of conversations about crossbows, and we've had all kinds of conversations within the archery arena, and equipment is the hardest thing and hardest conversation to have in any regulation that you as a commission body consider in either adjusting, repealing, or making new. Equipment issues are challenging. They're hard because there are many different perspectives when it comes to equipment. And this is going to be one of those conversations as well. But we do believe that crossbows in this scenario for paddlefish fishing opportunities in alignment with the state of Nebraska, standardizing our regulations made good sense last summer and still makes good sense right now. Anecdotal observations from our officers, our fisheries biologists, that activity, it's certainly used out there. From a harvest perspective, the number is low. And we'll continue to watch that and continue to monitor that moving forward as well. But we do believe that this is a worthwhile recreational opportunity that fits within the paddlefish fishing opportunities, the alignment with Nebraska, And we would recommend to you as a commission to deny the petition, leave the current regulation in place, which you just put in place not quite a year ago, with our first year of that opportunity made available. We'll obviously continue to monitor that, watch it, better understand it. And if there are further adjustments in the future that are needed, we will certainly come back to you. But at this time, we believe, based on the fact of what we're seeing, the opportunity it provides, and the fact that we just implemented it and we're moving forward with it right now, that we would continue to move in that direction. So, Madam Chair, I'll stand by for any questions that you may have. Would ask for your denial.
Thank you. Any questions for Rick or Director Fishman? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, thank you, Tom. Going back to when we changed the ruling last year, do you remember if there was any feedback from organizations such as Bow Hunters, if they, if this, you know, I'm just wondering where, you know, well, I don't remember them weighing in on it last year. Did it kind of go under the radar for them, do you know? Or?
Madam Chair, yes. Commissioner Whitmire, in talking to a few individuals over the past couple of months, I think there was some level of thought that it just went under the radar. We were in the middle of a lot of other discussions during that time frame. But I think what's even more important, we did not receive a lot of comments, not very many at all last year. But please understand, we did do our due diligence to make people aware of it out there. From our email blasts, the news releases, notification being put out there of what action you as a commission are considering and taking up, for example, at finalization of it. At the conclusion of the July meeting where we proposed and recommended, we put that out there via emails, news releases, posting it on our website, and then the same thing again when came time for finalization. So understand every email, every news release, every communication we do is not going to hit every single individual. We understand that, right? But I would offer to you that we did our due diligence to put it out there to make people aware of it.
Any additional questions? I do have one for you, Director Cushman. We heard a lot about safety and concerns for safety. Are we aware of any injuries or incidents that have happened because of use of a crossbow on our waters?
Madam Chair, I'm not aware of any, but I'll look to Sam real quick, if I may, and see if he, wherever he's at. Sam, are you aware of any accidents or something that would have happened on the waters via crossbow?
Okay.
Law Chief and Chief says no.
Okay. Chief Skelhouse says no. My next question, and I don't know if we can even know this, but do we know how many people use a crossbow on the water since we passed this last year?
At this time, Madam Chair, no, because we're just getting into it for our first year, right? Again, anecdotally from some of our staff that have been out there, the activity has been low. With an exact number, I do not have that. Now, that's certainly something that we can consider and incorporate as we send surveys or collect additional information from our anglers out there, in particular paddlefish fishermen and women right now, and bring some of that information back to you as seasons conclude and we get through this first year of it. But having any definitive answers right now, no. We do know in years past, even from some information that we've sent out to paddle fish fishermen and using archery in some locations, the number is extremely low. We only had a few respondents saying that's what they use. So it certainly can vary, right? And we don't get respondents from every single person, but anecdotally, it appears to be fairly low.
Very good, thank you. At this time, any comments or suggestions from the commission? The only thing I would add to this, because it is so new, I am leaning toward moving in favor of the recommendation from the department to deny. The safety concerns do cause me some concern, but I think we need to give some time to see how much our anglers will be using this to fish with. And I also recognize that we share waters with Nebraska, and that does cause some complications when we have different policy for us and for them. And so I will be leaning toward approving the recommendation for denial. Any other comments on the petition? If there are none, I would entertain a motion and we will need a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner White to approve the denial recommendation. Second by Commissioner Beast. Any comments on that on that motion?
I think, Commissioner, Madam Chair, I think that this is, you made some excellent points. It's too new, really, to make a decision on whether we would discontinue this. But on the other hand, I think that it's important for us to keep an eye on this. What percentage of the paddlefish are taken from this point to the Nebraska order? Is it from that point where this type of fishing is eligible? Is that the major part of it, or is that a lesser part of the available? I guess that's a question I had.
Commissioner White, again, visiting with staff, it would be a much lesser extent taken by archery means than it is snagging, for example.
Okay, that's it. And so I think that's this is a short period of time that we've had it, and I'm voting yes for that reason. And but I'd sure welcome you to come back if you think that there's something that isn't in our best interest as a game fish and parks. Thank you.
Very good. The motion on the table is to approve the denial recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved, the denial, and we'll hear from you.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate the conversations again. Thank you to the petitioners to bring their concerns forward. It's always good to have the dialogue. Madam Chair and Commissioners, we'll work on generating resolutions that will require your action. We'll bring those forward tomorrow for you for review and consideration.
Yes, and thank you to the petitioners. We appreciate you keeping us up to date. I'll let you here.
Thank you.